Hey, hey, glam fam. Welcome back to the Stab and Jab, the podcast where science meets sparkle and injectables meet brutal effing honesty.
Oh, you did the effing? You did the effing. We are the Cosmetic Queens, and today's episode may ruffle some feathers.
Speaking of feathers.
Oh, I've got something to tell you about the feathers.
Do you want
to
tell it now?
Sure.
Okay.
So, out of all these years that I've had chickens.
Yes. Many years.
Many years. Have you ever seen chicken poop?
No. I don't think so. On the egg that you give me that I then have to wash off.
Well, I guess sometimes you might see like the white.
Yeah.
I just found out what that is.
What? Tell the people. Tell me.
Can you think like in your scientific brain?
It's mucus?
No. It's chicken shit too.
Wait, the white?
Didn't go over well.
Is this a joke?
Yes.
Okay, so the punchline is...
That's chicken shit too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark Murphy.
Okay.
Did that for us.
So, Jenna should definitely stick to being an injector, not a comedian.
It doesn't suit me.
So, I'm still confused about the joke.
Let's try it again.
Okay.
I just found out what the white is in the chicken.
White. That's chicken shit too. I see. So we're talking about the white and the black.
Yeah, but I roped in the scientific part because I knew your brain was grinding away at this.
Yeah, and then I was like stuck on mucus and like, what is it? And what's the biomechanics and mechanism of action of poop? And I
could it be exosomes?
And then I got like really like, and then
I saw it rolling, and then you didn't.
And then I was like, oh, like do they have extra stomachs like cows do? And
no. No, and we'll get into that.
Okay, back to this. Anyways, all right.
This episode may ruffle some feathers.
Yep.
But also smooth some faces.
Okay, I love that so much. Yes.
We're talking about the exosome explosion, my friend.
And regenerative medicine, baby.
Mm-mm-mm. The gold rush that everybody
is trying to cash in on.
Let's do it.
Okay. So I'm sure you've heard of microneedling. We talked to you about it.
Yep.
This is a way that you can actually address skin. Mm-hmm. And it helps with acne scarring, and it helps with laxity, and some basically poking a bunch of little holes into your face.
Yeah.
And then your skin actually heals itself. Mm-hmm. And when it does that, it recruits all of these like great cellular processes in the body.
Yeah.
And then basically the human body is nuts. It's so cool.
So cool.
And so now people are microneedling and then applying exosomes, or microneedling in exosomes, which is controversial. We also have lasers. Then people are adding exosomes. Then we have back pain. Might as well add some exosomes. I just feel like everybody's talking about exosomes lately, and they like that's the answer to everything. And I'm you know me, I'm a little bit skeptical. Mm-hmm.
But we want to dig a little deeper,
mm-hmm.
understand it more.
I mean, I'm not saying that they're not magical.
Right.
But
I know more people that have that magic.
Are they really magic?
I mean,
Anyway, today we're going to break down what they really are, mm-hmm. what they are compared to, what aesthetic products we offer, what exosome products we offer, and which ones are actually legit and which ones are just fancy water with a $500 gold label on it. And
you know how I feel about gold labels. I'm very attracted to them.
I know. Packaging is everything. Don't you think?
Yes.
Like when I see something iridescent, shiny, sparkly, I'm like, mm-hmm. I have to have that sitting on my counter.
It's how I pick wine too.
Even though now I feel like as I'm evolving as a human, I don't want all the clutter. So now I'm like hiding the pretty jars in the cabinets. I digress.
Let's get into it.
Let's get right in. What the f*** are exosomes? So let's start at the beginning. It's a very good place to start.
Okay.
What are they, Jenna?
Exosomes are tiny little...
How big?
They're wicked tiny.
Nano.
We had a rep once tell us, when I asked what the nanometer particle size was, wicked tiny.
Wicked tiny. Write it down. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, they're like messengers.
What kind of like little messengers?
They are like stem cells, but they're derived from stem cells.
Derived from stem cells. Yes. They are not stem cells.
Sorry,
but they're like little, I was looking for Amazon delivery packages.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was looking for.
Okay, sorry.
Like little delivery trucks from Amazon carrying little instructions to help heal and regenerate tissue.
Yeah.
They're going to deliver messages, basically.
Yeah.
I love Amazon, by the way.
Yeah.
Shout out Amazon. Amazon. I'm in love with you. In theory, they tell your skin to do something, right? They tell it to act younger. They tell it to glow. They tell it to heal. They tell it to calm inflammation. They boost collagen. They repair damage.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds dreamy, doesn't it?
Yes.
Hmm.
Sure does.
But here's the thing. What are they not?
Well,
they are not stem cells.
They're not stem cells, but they're also not, you can't treat every one of them equally.
Right.
And there's so many.
They're not created equal.
No. For,
no, not all stem cell derived products are created equal.
Correct. So.
Is that in the Constitution of Aesthetics?
No.
I think
no.
We should build that, honestly.
I think people are just like, here, have this. Here, have this. Ooh, here, have this one. Have this one. You know?
We'll get into that.
I know.
We're going to get into that right there.
Okay.
So they're derived from stem cells, not created equal. Some are from umbilical cord tissue. Some are from foreskin. Some are from plants. Some are from some weird factory in a far off land.
You mean just BS?
Complete bullshit. Right? So it's giving like wild, wild west vibes in aesthetics. I mean, can we get into that as well?
Yeah.
Jenna and I recently had a duel. I recently turned 40. I know. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't even look it.
I mean, honestly, I'm 108 years old, and Jenna has just been doing aesthetics treatments on me for so long that I have reversed
Stacy Button
my aging. But they took me to this place called Ride and High Ranch.
Ride and High.
And we rode horses. Jenna went with me last year as well and had to take a kiddie class, and it was very, very fun. But anyway, this year they got me silver pistols, and I think we should bring those onto the show next time.
Yeah.
And they actually click and make noises, and I was like spinning them, and I was getting real like.
They're like, actually cap guns. Have you ever used one?
No.
They don't sell the caps there because people were scaring the horses with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I'll bring you some caps though, because that's gonna take those to the next level for you.
Oh my gosh, stay tuned. We're gonna cap and stab and jab.
All
cap, stab, and jab.
Pew pew.
Pew pew. So it is kind of like the Wild Wild West in aesthetics too.
Yes.
And a little on the shady side. So let's get into like all the different types of regenerative topicals and injectables that we kind of have. So we have biostimulants.
Woo!
We love a good biostim, but we're very biased. We love one more than the other.
Correct.
So we have like actual products that are made by a company that are FDA approved, that are sold to us by a reputable company and rep.
Yes.
Called We Love Radius. And we actually make it hyperdilute Radius.
Yes.
And are all biostimulants regenerative?
No.
Not necessarily,
no.
Right?
Yeah.
But then there are some that do have regenerative properties.
Correct.
So we have that,
mm-hmm.
and that's an injectable.
You
can't just put that on topically. Does nothing if you do that.
Darn it.
So
yeah, it's
the mechanism
be.
Of action of these
be.
Two yeah. are you either get one, it creates an inflammatory response, and then that creates new scar-like tissue, collagen in the face,
correct.
And some volume.
Correct.
The second way is our Kahaha. Ha-ha.
Kahaha.
Calcium hydroxyapatite, also known as Radius. And that one actually works a little bit more synergistically with your body, I feel.
I think so, too.
So calcium those little particles of calcium get injected into the face. Then what does the face do?
The face says, ooh, hey, fibroblast, make some more collagen. Collagen type 1, collagen type 3. Elastin.
And what does it do to the proteoglycans?
Oh, hello. triggers them.
I love a good proteoglycan.
Okay, so that's basically
makes you glowy, guys.
We are rebuilding like a structure of the face with this product.
Yeah. Mm. And we see great results with it. Time and time and time and time and time and time and time again.
Yep.
It's like our old trusty horse.
And we have been injecting like that the longest. Honestly, that's been my... Oh.
You love it so much. I know. Blaze was my favorite. Like, man, I got in that saddle and I just...
Blazed off.
I was a pioneer.
Stacy made me canter. Okay, folks? Not sure if you know what a canter is, but it's basically where the horse sprints as fast as it can.
No, that's a gallop.
Okay, I don't care. This was like that. I was a little bit sick. I had a fever. But I wasn't going to skip out on my girls' weekend.
Taking snaps and...
In between each ride.
In between each Mucinex dosage.
So I get on the horse and I'm like, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. Stacy got me on the horse the last time. I was apprehensive. I wasn't going to do it. Mm-hmm. But I can do this canter job.
Yeah, and they have
whatever.
These trails. It's up by Lake George. It's in Warrensburg. And they have these trails. And the horses are like on autopilot. Yeah.
But... I got on there. Stacy's behind me, so she couldn't see my face.
I could not see it, but I kind of wish I had saw it because I saw her face after the canter, and it looked something like this.
It wasn't right.
And
I'm telling you.
I was like, are you okay? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm okay.
If I can recreate it, it was me on the horse, and you know, they're like, okay, you guys ready? Like, they broke us up into groups, and I'm like, yeah, I'm ready.
And I'm like, and Jenna's like, I'll sign up for the intermediate advanced group. And I'm like, you will? Okay. This should be fun.
Challenge accepted. So I go from like a nice, relaxing do-to-do to a...
It's called a trot. It's called a trot.
I can't like...
It went walk, trot.
Completely stiffened.
Oh.
My whole body was stiff. I couldn't breathe. I was like... I felt like I was breathing out of a...
Okay, and it is pretty alarming for the first time. I don't know how we got on this topic, but honestly, for the first time, you just hold on for dear life and just pray. Yeah. And also, you're not supposed to... Like, we have some friends who are really good equestrians.
Yeah.
Like Kayla and Corinne and Amy and, like, some patients that ride all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, they make it look so easy.
Right.
Our butts were like... And I was
walk
like,
for 2 days.
Literally, our asses hurt so bad. We were walking. Now we know why cowboys in the westerns walk like
wide legged.
Yeah, because we couldn't sit.
We had to separate the sits bones.
I'm pretty sure our asses were bruised. To be quite honest,
yes,
we should have lasered them.
Yes. Back to the internal.
Back to radius. So anyway, we have these injectables that you can put right in your face. You have PRF, which we've been doing a very long time. I feel like before the rave even started.
Yep.
This we've been doing for 5 or 6 years now.
Yep.
And that is where we draw your blood. Mm-hmm. We spin it in a centrifuge at our specific speed so that the cells do not die. We keep them alive. And it basically separates the red blood cells from the platelet-rich fibrin, which has all, like, your good stuff.
Liquid gold, you.
Liquid gold, baby. And this is, like, your own byproduct. So you can't have swelling. You can't have tindaline, which is where it turns blue. You can't have, like, an allergic reaction to it because
you're not
it comes
filler face. You're not, yeah. It's you.
And we call it the tightening, brightening treatment. And we've been doing this, and our claim to fame with this is... Every single person we have treated with this, we have never had a complaint. So don't you all start coming in and complaining now because I know it's BS.
Yes, I can't handle that.
Before Stacy. That's another story. Anything that is BS before Stacy was before I met Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that's BJ.
Before Jenna.
Before Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
BJ, BS.
Yep.
BS, BJ. Anyway.
That was also BC before COVID. If you think about it.
Oh, okay. BJBSBC. Uh-huh. Okay. We're crazy today. So PRF, very easy to do, but requires a blood draw and requires specific settings and an understanding of how to inject it and in what layer and things like that.
Follow up.
But really great to not have to worry about, are you going to be allergic to this? Yeah. Is there, you know, sterilization with the cells? Mm-hmm. Where did they come from? They came from you.
Stacy's actually developed this protocol, too, where we use that when we're dissolving some filler, too.
I mean, that is something that I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. So I love a good lip dissolve. We do it all the time. I call it a lip upgrade. It could be that you've just had old filler. It could be that you want a different lip shape. It could be that you really thought you wanted to be a Bratz doll like 8 years ago when we were all plucking our eyebrows out and now you don't want to be. It could be a plethora of different reasons.
Sure.
But also, we would like to take a poll here. Do you say plethora or plethora? Let us know. Let us know.
Mm-hmm.
DM us. We want to know. We're gonna do a thing on that because you say...
I don't know.
You say plethora.
I feel like I go back and forth.
Oh, I've converted you.
Okay, but maybe we need it in a different setting. Okay.
Plethora. We'll get plethora. Back to that. Plethora of different things. But I love to dissolve the stuff. But now once the filler's been in there, the tissue's a little stretched. And so we want to make sure that that tissue isn't stretched and doesn't have those channels for that filler to go back into because filler takes the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. If those channels are already created and don't close back up, now you have like this expanded balloon. We want to tighten up that tissue. So tighten and brighten, baby.
Mm-mm.
If you're going to put it under your eyes, you might as well put it here. You might as well put it in the lip, and it's working great.
Everywhere.
Good dream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, PRP, that was first generation. So yeah. PRF, we think, in our personal opinion, that it is...
Medical professionals.
As medical professionals, is that PRF is superior. It's second generation. The cells are still alive longer, so you get more rejuvenation. And there is a new thing called PRF gel. It's actually been around a few years, too, but now it's all the rave on TikTok. And that is where we cool some of it and heat some of it and create, like, almost like a filler-based substance that hangs around a little bit longer than the actual PRF.
Sure.
So you get a little bit of volume with that.
So if you had like an event to go to or something?
Yeah, people are always like, I don't want to wait 3 months for the results to kick in. And we're like, okay. Because your event is tomorrow.
And can't have any bruising.
No bruising, yeah. Even though your face is covered in blood vessels. Cool. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have PDRN.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna, what is it? Tell the people.
PDRN is...
I heard you practicing earlier.
I wasn't practicing. Somebody said like a weird like name and I was like, oh, that's kind of like...
Oh, do it.
Actually, I was practicing.
Do it in your sexy
voice. Polydeoxyribonucleotide.
That wasn't your sexy voice.
Okay. I can't do it in my sexy voice. I'll mess it up.
Deoxyribonucleotide.
Polydeoxyribonucleotide. Did I do it?
You were so close. And then at the end, we like, one more time. me.
Polydeoxyribonucleotide. No. Polydeoxyribonucleotide. Cut the other ones, please.
Smelly cat. What are they feeding you? Anyway, we love Friends. And yes. It basically, what is polydeoxyribonucleotide?
Salmon sperm.
It is derived, so it's a biologically active compound derived from salmon or trout sperm. You never know who they're going to get it from. And it's widely used in aesthetic dermatology and regenerative medicine for powerful healing, anti-inflammatory, and tissue repairing.
Do you remember when this came out? I was like, nah.
Well, we were again.
Nah.
Wait, a vampire facial, a salmon facial? Like, what is going on? We were like, you're rubbing fish on your face?
Like, I like to eat salmon, but...
I'm like, what? I thought this was just like a Kim Kardashian trend again.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the origin and structure. So it's extracted from the fish DNA. Usually it's salmon, but it can be trout. And which has high biocompatibility with human cells. We don't reject it very easily.
Correct.
Composed of DNA fragments. Now, there's 50 to 2,000 like segmented pairs that promote cellular repair.
Mm-hmm.
We never know which ones are in there, though. And
which is fun.
They're usually non-immunogenic, which just basically means they don't trigger like allergic responses or immune responses in your body.
Which is great. It's trustworthy.
It's willy trustworthy. You wascally wabbit, you wascally twout salmon. And
never mind.
What do we remember?
I was just gonna say they offered us beer and we have not had one single
beer. We have not stopped moving since very early this morning. We worked through our lunch. because we just care about our patient outcomes. And I had a patient come in. I just love her so much. She does so much good for the community. Mm-hmm. She owns a bed and breakfast Airbnb type thing out in Skinny Atlas. And she, you know, was talking about how she's a respite center for David's Refuge, who we also love, yes. Kate Hawk and all those guys.
Love you guys.
Ugh, Melissa Carmen. Just what a great group. But anyway, she came in, she was like feeling a little bummed. So we worked through her lunch to treat her. And I came in and I'm like, I have not peed all day. Oopsie. Because I have not drank or eaten anything all day. And Jenna's like, what do you need? And then our lovely producers were like, what do you want from the fridge? And there was like a bunch of beer in there. And I was like, can I get away with that? Because honestly, that sounds delicious. But I chose Cherry Coke.
And can you imagine if we had a couple drinks in us, if this is what we're already feeling?
I mean,
I think we're just.
Remember when we tried wine and whispers? That was actually really fun, but we probably would have gotten canceled.
I think I could do a glass of wine. I probably would do better with the poly.
Okay, let's try it next time.
Deoxynucleotide.
I'm going to make you drink wine next time and say that 5 times fast.
Oh, shit.
Somebody write that down.
I'm going to practice.
Okay, purification process of all of these things. We're going to get into it a little bit for a bunch of these regenerative meds. But there are some reputable products that are out already. Nucleophil, Nutra, Plural PNs. We've got one that is called Primomenine in Mana.
You guys should really tune in to watch us on the YouTube for this one.
They undergo rigorous purification. They remove like the proteins that are contaminated that could cause irritation, inflammation. And basically this stimulates fibroblast activity, which is similar to like a hyperdilute rad. She loves a good fibroblast. Basically fibroblasts are the cells responsible for helping build collagen. They're these little tiny, like they look like this. They're like usually purple in the textbooks. And in my mind, they live in my body purple.
Yes.
And they bind to these cool receptors. Mm-hmm. Like, do. I imagine these purple, like COVID molecules.
Yeah. And it's just like. Yeah.
This is what I imagine in my head. And they basically reduce inflammation and they increase blood flow in the area.
Ooh.
So I know you love saying angiogenesis.
It's my favorite. Angiogenesis. And also. I mean about other things that creak.
That's my favorite.
I'm still recovering from a cough. I'm sorry about this. But I keep laughing and the rasp comes.
Smelly cat. Smelly cat.
Nowhere. Yes, angiogenesis is,
what is it?
A really great.
What's it mean?
It's basically just saying, let's get some more blood vessels to the area.
Blood vessel
but
growth.
That's important.
Let's get them in there.
Yeah, it's Why? Great for hair growth. It's great
Jenna
for.
Jenna asked this like really smart question at a conference.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, that is a freaking great question. I was like, raise your hand. She's like, no. I'm like, Jenna Murphy, raise
me.
Your hand. She's like, no. I'm like, fine. They're like, yes. I'm like, hello, my friend Jenna has, she's right here next to me. She has this really great question that she won't ask, so I'm going to ask it. And then I asked it, and they were like, this was like a world-renowned speaker, super famous, Yanni.
He didn't think that it was coming out. So when he came back on stage, he's like, we have to keep this on label, everybody.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't.
It was not.
We shouldn't have brought
it up. It was down a deep, dark alley.
I brought it up in everybody's wheels.
And literally everybody was like, that's a great question, Jenna. And he's like, wow, that really is. And then I was like, she'll be here all day, folks. Like, everybody come up and tell her what a great question that was. It'll really make her happy.
And the people did.
And all the people laughed. Mm-hmm. Every single person in that room laughed.
Hey, weren't you the girl? That's what they said later.
Hey, weren't you the girl that had the really smart question? She's like, oh, great girl. Yes, that was me.
Yes.
And then she's like, I'm going to kill you. Back to clinical and aesthetic uses. We can improve tone and texture.
I'm so distracted today.
You can use it for acne, scars, stretch marks, all this stuff. So there's a bunch of brand names. Regeron. And then the other ones that I said earlier. I think those are the main ones that we love. Okay, so we've gone through biostimulants. Those are the injectables that stimulate collagen. They're best for volume loss, collagen building. They're long-lasting, 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. Now, the complications with those are inexperienced or uneducated injectors, these can cause nodules.
Sure.
They can cause lumps, bumps. They can cause heaviness in the face, sagging. They can be a real biatch.
Yeah. I mean, not to mention vascular occlusions can result from them too if you don't know the anatomy
And they're harder to resolve because we don't have a enzyme that breaks it down instantly. Like so you really want to make sure that they're not being mishandled and that you're in good. So we talked about that. We talked about the PRF. That's the patient's own blood.
Yep.
That helps with under eye, skin texture, tighten and brighten. Mm-hmm. Natural, safe.
Yep.
Comes from your own body. Autologous.
Autologous.
Okay.
She went there.
And... But it's a short shelf life. It's a short shelf life.
Yes.
And so it needs to be done right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do a blood draw.
Yep.
Some people are really hard to draw blood on, or they hate their blood being drawn. I am one. I go, I get my blood drawn at the Red Cross. I'm like, you get one stick, you get one shot.
Do not fish.
You wiggle that needle, I will lose it. I will literally lose consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay? So they get one shot. And did you know that if you do pass out, they have to stop and they can't use your blood?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so that made me anxious, but I'm like,
the blood?
Get in there.
Focus.
You know, so it depends on your hydration status. It depends on your level of comfort with blood draws. Mm-hmm. And we're very, very good at it. Although we missed our supervising physician.
Okay, that
about
is
9 million times the other day.
No. Poor different story.
Okay. Let's talk a little, and we talked about exosomes, the nanovesicle, Amazon delivery.
Wicked tiny.
Wicked tiny particles that are used for skin inflammation, rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm.
Potent, promotes healing. The problem is sometimes they're expensive and they're not really regulated, which we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Let's talk about the last one. PDGF, platelet-derived growth factors, or just growth factors in general.
Okay.
So this used to be like all the rage. We loved TNS serum.
Correct.
It had, they were saying it was like foreskin, baby foreskin, derived.
It. I mean,
we loved it. We
great,
still love
great
it.
Results.
I still use it in conjunction with my new exosome because I use my exosomes once a day and I use my TNS the other times.
Smart folks.
Yeah.
Because it does work.
I love it. It just feels good on my skin. I feel like I don't look 40 most of the time.
You
today,
don't.
Probably, I do. I'm missing some eyelashes, and I don't even know what happened
we
today.
Need our tax. Bad.
My patient today was like, so am I due for tox? I'm like, no, but I am. Like, and I raised my eyebrows, and she was like, oh.
Never seen you like this
yeah,
before.
Yeah, she was like, what's happening? And I was like, we're dissolving my face, and I'm wrinkly. And I go, I turned 40. It's a slippery slope.
Second slippery.
So we talked very long about this.
I think we could skip over it.
We can skip over this for right now. Mm-hmm. So basically, the platelet-derived growth factors.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are.
So there's a bunch of them out there. And we used to say that you really want to look for something that has growth factors or...
Yeah. To put on your skin, and it's got to be
a certain
size to penetrate.
Yeah, it has to have a good transdermal delivery system.
Correct. Penetration.
I'm dying today, okay? Dying. We need the penetration.
So if you think about it, the skin barrier, that's our outermost layer.
Yeah.
The stratum corneum.
Oh my God. We're really, as crazy as we are and as tired as we are, like, we are pulling out some, like, phenomenal vocabulary today.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Stratum corneum.
Okay, so skin...
at stratum.
Skin barrier is our external most layer. So if you have a skin barrier that is damaged, you can have inflammation. You can have dermatitis. You can have...
Dry skin that just is
looks
flaky.
Old. Dry skin looks like, old.
Don't zoom in.
No, that doesn't exist on her face. Nice try. But yeah, so that's your skin barrier. So when you have and think about these growth factors, you're looking at something that is going to protect that skin barrier, maybe balance your pH level. These are things that I talk to our patients about.
I hear her
all the time.
And we're big at our practice. We are very big on ingredients first.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to change that. Actually, we are very big on science, evidence-based science first.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the safety is there.
Uh-huh.
And then we're big on ingredients because we don't really think that you should have to spend an arm and a leg and a foot. And
but if you are going to spend money, I want it to be something that's proven to get where it's got to go. And
actually
something
that we would give to our own loved ones or that we use.
Yep.
Stop raising your eyebrows at me. Your tox is horrific.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so those are the big ones, I think, right? Can you think of anything else that is really regenerative? I mean, there's lasers and things like that, but these are like the topicals or the...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's where things get a little glittery, if you will.
Glittery.
The marketing for exosomes is out of control. People are claiming things and they have no idea. Reps are coming in. They're saying
this is like last
wild
episode.
Shit.
Why? How can people get away with it?
Jenna, read me your note on something that someone brought in right there.
It says, it says, no clinical studies, in quotations, because the FDA doesn't require them for topical application. End quote.
Okay. So, but they want us to not only do things with it topically.
Yeah.
But also off label and inject it.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like a great plan.
Where's that buzzer?
No. Nope.
Wrong.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
So some brands are claiming that they're FDA approved. Spoiler alert. They are not. At best, sometimes they're regulated as cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you even looked at the things that go into cosmetics? Like, I used to be the queen of, like, collecting all the makeup in all land. And I'm, like, not so, like, particular about, like, doing the Yucca app or whatever. But I look and I try to make sure that they're clean. And now that I have a niece who's 10 who loves makeup, God bless her little soul. She's just really walking in my footsteps. And I'm making sure that it's okay because now all of these 10-year-olds think that they need everything from Sephora, Ulta, and
they're spending so much money. Like
she literally, I'm like negotiating like Sephora cards to get her to like stop biting her nails.
No.
Yeah. This is what she wants in her life. But I think at the end of the day,
it's actually a great
you need
plan.
To be, you need to make sure you know what your skin is your biggest organ.
Yeah.
You can literally get so sick from absorbing things through the skin. Like right now I'm on a magnesium kick and I'm trying to figure out like, is this really going to help me sleep with my insomnia? And I'm reading all these studies about people spraying it on their feet and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like, this is a big way just that we deliver things. You do this already?
Oh yeah.
We have any? Well, you heard it here first.
Jenna
does this.
Your exact words were when I started it was magnesium citrate. How is that different from gluconate?
Do you recall? Apparently, I don't recall that because I would think now I wouldn't even go with gluconate. I would go with glycinate. So
maybe it was glycinate. I don't know because it's citrate.
Did I say it like this? So anyway, there's no requirement to prove your safety in some of these things, which is really scary. So we had a patient bring in this stupid thing. And she's like, well, I got this, and it has exosomes, growth factors, phytostem cells, peptides, and it's compared to the Skin Medica TNS Advanced that you got here. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
And it literally says it on the
box. Literally says it, and then it says contains 12 of the same top active ingredients. And I'm like, okay, well, what are the other ingredients? So I start looking.
That first?
And
that
I'm like.
Really long one? Can you read that?
The really long word?
Yep, and the ingredients, it's like the second one maybe, first or second.
Hamenellus virginiana extraction.
Amen.
Sayanya. Mamanichiwa. But it all of a sudden, like, first of all, the list of ingredients, it includes 12, but there are 52 on here.
Mm-mm.
And I can't pronounce half of them. They literally sound like witchcraft.
And to, like, just a person that's going to Sephora or anywhere.
And
they
then this is what killed us. Do you remember what's
know,
on this
not.
List?
Maybe not.
In this list, so after we've got the cholera and the vulgaris and the vulva and all this shit in here. And the xanthan gum and the disodium and the ethyl hexyl glycerin, right? So you got all these things. And, like, I was always taught in organic chemistry, like, the first thing is, like, what it's mostly made of, which is water here. Okay, great. The second is, like, all this weird stuff. And then they have, like, advanced media, human fibroblast-derived stem cell condition media. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And then it goes in to say human bone marrow derived mesenchymal stem cells, exosomes. And then it's got a bunch of growth factors in here, a bunch of fibroblast stuff. And then, like, a bunch of, like, the stuff that you would normally see in, like, a topical product that has, like, glycerin and some, you know, stabilizers and some humectants that hydrate and things like that. So, and then it says here, you can't buy happiness, but here you can buy youthful skin and hair. And that's pretty close. And I'm like, what the f-?
And people see this and they're like, give it to me. This is what I need.
So she's like, wow, this has everything that I need that you talk about. It has the peptides, the probiotics, the amino acids. It's got collagen targets. It's got exosomes. It's got, and bullshit. I'm like, so I go on to try to find this thing and I can't find it, like, any research on it. I don't know what the sterility is. So then I make this thing because I'm like, oh no, our people need to know. You need to look at, like, where these exosomes are produced. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have any evidence that ensures its high purity or consistency across batches, I don't even want to talk to you about it. Right? And if you don't have, like, that the platelet-derived exosomes are sourced from an FDA-compliant blood bank, mm-hmm. I don't want to talk to you about it.
They have certificates that show.
COAs. Mm-hmm. Certificates of assurance? Sounds right.
Yep.
Sounds right.
Analysis. Certificate of analysis?
Yeah, COA. If they don't have a COA, don't put it on your face or anywhere else for that matter. And we don't know how many of what cells are in here. There was no batch testing. There was no research. There was nothing on this except that fun little Sam. And then a bunch of different languages. And I couldn't even. I said, please throw that out. I'm concerned. And here's the other thing. Exosomes need to have, like, certain properties to them. Mm-hmm. They need to have an intact lipid bilayer. Correct. Because the little message is inside. Mm-hmm. Okay, imagine the little message.
Hi, message.
Okay, my eye is the message. Can everybody see that?
It's cute.
So that eyeball needs to stay in this, and then it needs to flow across to the good cells. Sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Needs to flow across.
Yep.
Bind.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to have, like, substrates on it that actually fit like a lock and key.
Yep.
To good cells so that it doesn't proliferate bad cells, like killing the cell or cancer cells.
Yeah.
What are people thinking?
Well, people don't know.
Right. It's not the patient's fault.
No.
I think we need to, like, spread the word.
We are.
Spread the word.
Exosomes exposed.
Penetration. Dun, dun, dun. And, but I think it's important. Like, yeah. I mean, this lady's so smart. I love her so much. And I was like,
when we were doing research and apoptosis came up,
yeah.
I was like,
cell death is okay. Apoptosis. Cell death.
Or do you igniting wanna kill cancer yourself? Cells.
We also had somebody who got growth factors injected from another place. And I think it inhibited the results of the hair. You don't know what's in it. If you don't know what's in it, don't let your people inject it.
So ask your questions.
Ask questions. And I think that's a big thing that we actually wanted to make sure that, you know, you're using a CE marked or FDA cleared brand with transparent sourcing. There are no exosomes currently FDA approved right now, correct?
I don't think so.
I think plated is close.
Or
what do we have here?
Or not for injecting, at least.
Correct. None for injecting.
No. Everybody listen to us. There are no exosomes FDA approved for injecting.
Don't do it.
Don't
do it.
Not.
Let's name a few of the big players.
Yeah.
So we've got plated, woo-hoo, which is the one we carry, woo-hoo, because we love it so much. And we literally put this poor rep through the ringer. I'm like, and what about this? And I don't like that before and after picture because the lighting is slightly different and the ring light is not shining in the eye. And
he held his own.
What is the microscopy, uh-huh, magnification
of the picture?
And he's like, what? Like, but then he did what any good rep does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find those answers out for you. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to also have you sign up for this webinar because you're going to be able to ask those questions. And I'm going to send you all the literature. And there was tons of evidence-based scientific articles.
Ooh,
on
our favorite.
So we have the lipid bilayer that's intact.
Yes.
Which is why we don't microneedle it in. We put it in after the channels because these are delicate little guys. They're delicate little messengers. Yes. And if you poke them, then all the eye might spill out. And then the message may never get to the cells.
That reminds me of Julie.
It also has to have a good lock and key because we don't want it to proliferate bad cells.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be small enough to actually penetrate. penetration. Mm-hmm. So there's plated. There's Invo, mm-hmm. which Julie, our favorite esthetician, well, one of our favorites. We have so many now. Mm-hmm. We have both Chelsea's, Chelsea and Chelsea.
Love them.
We love them. We have Deva. We have so many. So many good estheticians and cues. But anyway, Julie is one that I torment on a regular basis, asking questions about skin, and we learn together and grow together. And she loves Invo. Mm-hmm. So she's teaching me all about it, and I think it is one of the forerunners, definitely.
Okay.
And then there's Benev. We looked at it, and we were like, oh, it's good, but we just decided to go with plated because of the research.
Yep.
And then Regen Lab, and, you know, some of these... these are out there. They're doing it right. They're doing the lab purity, the consistency. They're checking the batches. Correct. They're making sure that there's actually a specific number of exosomes that are being delivered in each pump mm-hmm. or each vial or each treatment.
So important.
So that you're getting your money's worth.
Do people even think about that?
Who knows? There could be one in here and they've like put it on this. I'm just annoyed.
$500.
And sterility. Mm-hmm. So important. Where are these cells derived from and are they sterile? Can you catch a communicable disease from these human-derived stem cells because they're not coming from an FDA-approved place?
That's scary.
Don't order your exosomes from China. Don't do it. Stop it. And then pricing. People are offering $500 to add this on. Mm-hmm. That is a bologna sandwich.
Bologna.
They are super expensive, I will say that.
Sure.
Our cost is super expensive. However, you can't don't mark them up like that for just like one pump. Come on, let's
just
be serious
because
here.
It's all the rage.
That's wild, mm-hmm. wild, wild west again. Mm-hmm. All right, so do they actually work, Jenna?
I mean, yes and no. Like the ones that we like. I was just talking to a patient about this.
Your dark spots are
last
lighter.
Week. I have not done any IPL treatment. Nothing. My skin.
And you've been outside riding horses
with sunscreen. Cantrip. But I will say, my skin feels like. The skin barrier feels so good.
They're petting me.
Definitely my spots are lighter.
I definitely think so. People are petting me. They're like, your skin's... Somebody just said today, they were like, wow, I've never seen you without makeup. Mm-hmm. You look like a natural beauty. I'm like, the exosomes are working.
Yeah.
But here's what we've seen. On the right patient, with the right devices,
sure.
with consistency, with good post-care, they can definitely speed up healing. They've definitely helped our CO2 results
We've
heal
seen
way
that.
Faster.
We've seen
100%.
Yep. And Resurfix too.
Yeah. Improve skin texture, boost outcomes.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's not magic in a bottle, but it is magical with certain procedures, I would say.
Yeah.
Right?
In like, conjunction.
You need to look
whole
at the whole picture.
Yes. I keep bopping my microphone.
Oh, beep it a bop. Expectations. Are you going to get instant results with exosomes alone?
Instant? No.
No. Realistic expectations, guys.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you need to be really good about consistency, using this, washing your face. I'm looking at some people right now, and I know you know who you are. If you are washing your face with shampoo, shame on you. For shame. If you are not washing your face, you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
For shame. If you are smearing it around with makeup wipes, shame.
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 Don't even
wash
get
your
us started.
Face, okay? Oof. There are debris. There are mites. There are bugs. There are your sheets. Oh, my gosh. Tangent real quick. Your sheets are so dirty.
I just threw up in my mouth.
They're disgusting. Like, if you swab a toilet and then you swab your sheets are more disgusting than the toilet. It's disgusting. Wash your sheets. I just bought the Miracle brand ones because I need to give them a try because they have like this NASA technology and they're kind of expensive, but they're supposed to be a cooling sheet. Danny is shaking his head. Yes. He gave me the thumbs up. I love this. I love Danny when I feel like
pat on the back.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. I feel like
you
I
did
a good
job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got the Miracle sheets. I'll let you know. We also sleep on silk pillowcases mm-hmm. because I don't want creases on my face. And
but it keeps the bacteria down a little bit
and yeah mm-hmm. it can't like climb onto it.
Oof.
And also I'm looking at these vacuums that clean the mattress and your couches.
Mm-mm. Don't
I think I need it. I think I have to have it. Amazon, here
it
we
really
go again.
Grosses me out.
This is why I have
let me
no
know
money.
Which one you go with.
So we digress so far into that dirty, wash your face, consistency.
Consistency.
So you can't get the instant results. It's not filler. It's not tox. You still need all those things. We hear constantly, okay, well, if I'm going to buy this $300 product from you guys,
what is it?
Do I not have to do tox anymore? No, come on, guys. No.
We have to look at the full picture, and each procedure, each thing does something different.
Yes. And as a total package, we want to address all the layers, all the reasons that you age.
Correct.
And it's not just one dimensional.
And if you're going to spend all this money looking beautiful with all of that, please wear your sunscreen.
Protect your investment.
Yes.
And Jenna could go on and on and on about sunscreen. You know our favorites.
You saw me itching. You saw me. Oh, should I say it?
All the stuff. Wear your hats. Summer is coming. If you come in tan, Jenna will yell at you. If you go in a tanning bed, Jenna will definitely yell at you. It increases your chance of developing a skin cancer, specifically melanoma, like a zillion times more. Okay?
But for the anti-aging purposes that we're trying to accomplish with our procedures, mm-hmm. that is your insurance.
Yeah. You're spending thousands of dollars with us. You should probably make sure that your skincare is not coming from an over-the-counter that just has a pretty bottle that is expensive water or that is going to give you a communicable disease.
Cheers.
Okay. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
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 I'm not doing that. I'll spill. Sorry, Amy. I failed you.
My cousin taught me how to clink like that. Skin barrier compromise, there's chronic inflammation. Exosomes won't override those issues. So you do need to make sure that you're washing your face and using other good quality ingredients.
Which come in because we will get you all situated with a very healthy skin barrier.
100%.
One of my favorite things.
And then we've seen clients have sensitivity or irritation to like mystery blends. I love this because the formula might not even be sterile or has like preservatives in it that you would never like that are banned in some countries and you would never want to touch. Okay, so weird. And if you want us to look at your ingredients,
yeah,
we can do that. We literally will break it down and be like, no. And, another thing that you taught me.
Oh.
Amazon sometimes has fake products.
Yeah, make sure you can visit the store.
Okay.
Yeah,
There's your public service announcement. Mm-hmm. So buckle up. The dark side. We've seen exosomes labeled as baby foreskin serum, advertised as stem cells, illegal, gross. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. Don't be fooled by it. People are buying unverified vials of things off the internet. We've told you before, we're getting these WhatsApp DMs that are like, would you like to buy your filler? Actually, we should show the people how many we get a day.
Let's see it.
So WhatsApp, let's see. Let me unlock it with my face. So here we go. We've got this little lady, Darcy. Okay, here's Darcy. And Darcy says, do you want to buy lemon bottle fat dissolving? What? No, I don't, Darcy. Minimal to no swelling, minimal to no pain. Results begin to show after 24 to 72 hours. Eliminate stubborn fat. Session can be reaped. Reaped. She's literally telling you that the Grim Reaper is going to come for you if you inject this. Reaped after 10 days. That's what it says.
Ooh, it's so pretty.
How about you spell check it? Mm-mm. And put repeated in there instead of reaped. Mm-mm. And it goes on and on and on. And then there's like lasers you can buy here from Darcy. There's limited time special offer products. I mean, we have access to all this shit. We would never inject this in our patients. Ever, ever, ever. But we know that there are some people, even in our very own community, who have bought this stuff that have no lot numbers, that have no safety, that have no purification, that they're getting it from Darcy.
Well, and it's cheaper for them to buy it that way.
Their return on investment is huge, right? I mean, this lemon dissolving is $5.
It is not safe.
We charge $300 for our fat dissolving.
Not safe.
Not safe. We got Lucine from Dermax. We got Jill Jang from Yupo.
Okay.
We've got Cool Jenny. She says, hello, friend. I'm like, no, you are not my friend, Cool Jenny.
I kind of like the name.
No, no. But it's just cool on and on and on. Semaglutide, fake semaglutide.
Sure.
We've got, and they literally look, you would not be able to tell the difference. They literally look like
legit
syringes. But then when you look, like the expiration dates are missing or the lot number is missing. They're literally dupes. They're like, get your dupes on DHgate for like Hermes bags. Okay? Don't do this.
You should teach the people bags too.
Okay. I love a good dupe bag because I'm not going to spend that much money on a bag that I use twice and then retire.
Gets chicken poop on it.
So if you have a provider that's charging premium prices, or you are the provider that's charging premium prices, please know your product and be able to speak intelligently about it. Be able to show them the research. We have like our brochures and our rep on standby if we need them. And make sure you ask for the COA, know what cell line it came from. You know, it's not just about looking luxe. It's about protecting your clients and your license.
Yeah.
As a provider.
Yeah.
And then also patients, it's about your safety. So you really need to vet your people.
And we've talked about this before, everybody. We love to answer those questions. So please ask us.
So final thoughts on that.
I agree with you. I mean, if you've had a great exosome treatment, good or bad, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of glittery garbage out there.
That'd be fun. We want to hear about it. DM us.
And patients, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to say, no, thanks. Like, I want to do some research first.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the cosmetic queens first, see what they think.
Yeah.
You know, where is it from? What's in it? Is it backed by science? Is it just a pretty package to put on my shelf or bury deep underneath because now you don't want clutter?
Yes.
If you've had an exosome treatment, good or bad, we want to hear about it. DM us. Mm-hmm. You can email us your stories at the cosmetic queens. Mm-hmm. Instagram or cosmeticqueensqs@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, share this episode with your friends, your family. Tell us what you want to see on other episodes, what you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things we could talk about. And
sorry about our tangents today.
I'm not sorry about it.
No?
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, nope. A Penelope quote.
Yep.
I love that.
Penelope. Penelope does something and then she's like, sorry. And then literally she follows up with not sorry.
Love her.
But until next time, stay sparkly.
Mm-hmm. Stay safe.
And stay stabbing jabbing.
Yeah, never forget.
When in doubt, stab and jab it out. To commercial.
Pew pew.
Go ahead.
On to the commercial.